Welcome to Green and White Prognostications. Hard to believe we have four regular season games left. Man, this season has flown by. And the Riders, sporting a good record. Top of the league, in fact, 10-4. And we've lost a couple. We've lost a couple back-to-back. But many people have faith tonight's going to be the night. The Riders in Ottawa to take on the Red Blacks. Red Blacks have the exact opposite record of us, 4-10. Bottom of the league, which many people I think are saying, I've seen some stuff on social media saying, let's not let that get in our heads. Just because you think you're taking on the worst team in the league doesn't mean it's going to be an easy game. And I'm curious to see how this plays out today for Green and White Prognostications. Thanks again to our friends at Canada West Harvest Center that bring us the opportunity to play this game every week. All you've got to do is call in 1-877-332-8255. Pick the winner of the game, tell us what the score will be, and what we do is we add up your scores, and if you've got the right team winning with the closest score to the actual total of the two scores, then you are the winner. And if you are the winner, then you have your name entered for the end of the season grand prize cash jackpot. Phone lines are jammed right now. People are lined up and ready to play. As we take calls, the phone lines open up. So if you're getting a busy signal, be persistent. We're doing it until 12:30, and let's get going with Green and White Prognostications. In fact, we're going to start today with Courtney in Saskatoon. Courtney, who's winning this football game?
I have the Riders bouncing back after a two-game loss, 34-21 for a total of 55.
Okay, I like it. Thanks for starting us off on a good foot there. I like it. Let's go to Marina in Regina. How are you today, Marina?
I'm good, thanks.
Who are you picking to win this game tonight?
Riders 32, Ottawa 10.
Wow.
I hope they're going to make up for the last two games.
Nice, I like it. I thought I was... being really optimistic, I'd said 31-14, but 32-10, like you're saying this is a win for the Riders.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I got you down. Thanks for playing along. Always good to chat with Dwayne, who's in Greenwater Park today. Dwayne, how are things?
Great.
That's good. You've got who winning the game tonight?
Riders 27. The other guys 21 for a total of 48.
Okay. And what do you think about this kicker? You expecting good things tonight?
Well, I would never wish a new guy bad luck. And I've thought all season long that maybe there was something physically wrong with Lauder. And maybe that's what our problem has been, that he's kicking in pain.
Yeah, well, he's...
You know, he's got a professional ball. You've got to move on with what's available because you're trying to win the Grey Cup.
That's right. That's right. Okay, Dwayne, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 1-877-332-8255. Three calls, three picks for Riders to win. Let's keep going. Let's go to Don in Yorkton. Don.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good, great. How are you?
Good, good. No rain in Yorkton yet, is there?
It's just a starting.
Yeah.
Starting to rain.
Little sprinkle. I know we're supposed to see it off and on through the weekend. What do you got for the game tonight?
Well, I got Saskatchewan winning 45, Ottawa 20 for a total of 65.
Okay. 45-20. I got it down. Don, thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. As I mentioned, as we take calls, the phone lines open up. So be persistent. If it's busy when you call, call us back. I got Mark in Swift Current next. How are you today, Mark?
Good, yourself?
Not too bad. We got a Rider win tonight, or what do you think's going to happen?
I'm going with the Riders. I'm going to go 30-25, total of 55.
You got to think it's good for the Riders to have Schaefer Baker back in the lineup.
Oh, definitely. I think that's going to be a good boost for them.
It's another target out there for Trevor Harris, which is great. Thanks, Mark. I got you down. Back to the phone line. Iroquois Lake is where we head. I've got Gord on the line. Gord, what's your prognostication for today's game?
Riders 47, 27-20.
Okay, so Riders 27, Ottawa 20 for a total of 47.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Sun Valley. Sounds like a fun place to be. Shirley is on the line. Sorry, Shelley, I've got today. Shelley, who's going to win the game tonight?
The Riders, 32-6 Ottawa.
Six? You're going to hold them to two field goals?
Yep.
Okay. I like it. We've got some confident players. So 32-6, that's a total of 38 for Shelley in Sun Valley. So far, no one has picked Ottawa to win tonight's game. Could it be we'll sweep? I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to Glenn in Saskatoon. What's your thoughts about tonight's game, Glenn?
Rider win, total of 60, 35-25 for the Riders.
35-25. Okay, that's neat and tidy. I like it. We got you down. Thanks so much. Let's go to Peter in Saskatoon. What's happening tonight?
I got the Riders at 33, Ottawa at 19 for a total of 52.
At the end of the game, what do you expect the story to be, Peter?
Fair's kicking, either good or bad.
Okay, well, yeah. let's hope good. I mean, you're picking them to win, so.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll do okay. They got a couple of Schaefer Bakers back.
Yeah.
The receiving corps is good. So,
Feeling good. Feeling good. I like that. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's go now to Sarah in Regina. Thanks for calling, Sarah. What have you got for the game tonight?
25-21 for the Riders.
25-21. Okay, so closer game. Total of 46. I got you down, and you are one of 10 people that think the Riders are going to win tonight. So far, zero guesses for Ottawa. Take a few more calls before we take our first break. But don't forget, we do green and white prognostications right till the bottom of the hour. So lots of time to give us a call, get your prognostication in, and a chance for you to have your name entered for the end of the season grand prize cash draw. Brenda and Bradwell, what have you got for me?
Well, I think it's going to be a Rider win with 27-13 for a total of 40.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. You got your green on today?
Not yet, but I will shortly.
Okay, good. I like it. Rider pride shining through. Thanks, Brenda. Let's go to Letitia in Regina. Letitia, who's proven she can win this game. You've won it before. Can you win it this week? What's your score, Letitia?
My total is 50, and the score is the Riders 32 and the Red Blacks 18.
Okay, I like it. Another Rider prediction for a Rider win. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Schaefer Baker, you got to think that's good for the Riders. He's another great target, spreads out the defense a little bit more. Let's go to Chris in Warman. Chris, what have you got for me on green and white prognostications?
Well, we better get a Rider win.
We want the win. We need the win, yes.
Oh, yeah. I got a 43 for total and 27 Riders, 16 Red Blacks.
27-16. Okay, I got you down. Thanks so much
27-16.
Yeah, 27-16, total 43. Got you down. Thanks so much for calling in. I mean, a Rider win tonight, along with a BC loss, clinches a home playoff game for the Riders. So, I mean, some are saying we still got time. It's not nothing to panic about. We've already guaranteed ourselves a shot into the playoffs. Now it's about clinching the playoff game. Yeah, all of the... It'd be nice. We got a few more things we'd like to achieve. People are pointing that out on the text line. They're playing along on the text line. Even though you can't formally enter, I always appreciate, I keep an eye on the text line as well. People like to join in the conversation there. Okay, back to the phones. I'm going to go to Vaughn in Kindersley, Saskatchewan. What have you got for a score?
The Riders 30, Ottawa 22 for a total of 52.
Okay. Good stuff. Neat and tidy. I got you down. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take the last caller before the break, but no, don't fear. We're taking your calls and your prognostications right until the bottom of the hour. Calvin, taking us into the break from Warman, Sask. What do you say?
Nobody for Ottawa yet, hey?
No.
I should, but I won't. we'll give the win to the Riders 31, and let's put 17 on the board for the Red Blacks. That's 48 total.
Okay. 31 to 17, total of 48. Tempted, but you didn't do it, hey, Calvin?
I was tempted.
True Rider fan, I like it. Thanks for calling. Okay, let's take a break. We will come back. We'll load up the phone lines again, and we will finish off green and white prognostications. Again, the phone number, 1-877-332-8255. Who's going to win the game tonight? What will the score be? It's that simple. Your chance at the grand prize cash draw comes next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the show. It is green and white prognostications as we play every week. There's a Rider game. We give you a chance to call in and let us know your prognostication for the game. Who's going to win the game? What will the score be? And when we combine the two scores with the right team winning, as you picked it, if that corresponds with what actually happens in the game and you're the closest to, well, you will be entered for that end of the season grand prize cash draw, thanks to our friends at Canada West Harvest Center. All right, let's go back to the phone line, 1-877-332-8255. So far, 15 people have got registered for Green and White prognostications. All 15 have picked the Riders. We got Greg and Moose Jaw. Are you going to break that trend?
Yeah, I'm afraid so there, Evan. I'm looking at a total score of 41-24 for the Red Blacks and 17 for the Riders.
So are you playing the odds, or do you actually think the Red Blacks are winning this game tonight?
You know what? Never underestimate a team that's desperate to win there. You know, no one thought the Alouettes were going to win a couple of games ago, and I actually won that one, so try it again.
It's an interesting and good point, because as Greg was talking about, you know, you never underestimate a team that's desperate. And while they are not mathematically out of the playoffs, I mean, they pretty much need a miracle now to get in there. And they were talking about that on the Green Zone yesterday with Jamie Locker and Dave Naylor, who is the CFL analyst, joins the Green Zone on a regular basis. So Ottawa will be hungry for a win, but so should the Riders be as well. Let's go now to Jim in Saskatoon. Jim, what have you got for me?
I got the Riders, 28-25.
28-25, so it's a total of 53.
Yeah.
Riders winning, okay.
This is not going to be an easy game.
No, it's not, but you've got confidence still, Jim.
Yeah, well, the Riders are better, but Ottawa's a good defense, good stats.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, thanks for playing along. Let's go to Jane in Marsland, Saskatchewan. How are you, Jane?
Good. How are you today?
I love that neck of the woods up there. When I used to be big into auction sales, there was lots up around the Leask area, so I was on that Highway 40 a lot. Beautiful part of the province.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Okay, what have you got for me for a prognostication?
Saskatchewan's going to do it. We're going 32, Ottawa 16 for 48 total.
Wow. We're going to double them.
Yep. I think Saskatchewan will have to learn very quickly and put that groove back into the game.
Okay. Get our groove back. I like it, Jane. Thanks so much for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Les in Corning, Saskatchewan. How are you, Les?
Doing good, Evan.
Okay. What's happening tonight?
I got a Rider win. 28-24, total 52.
28-24. And how are you feeling about Campbell Fair kicking the ball?
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to putting Trevor Harris, if needed, in this game on the rest and get Jake Mayer out there for
a
little.
I think that would be good. I mean, I know Trevor Harris doesn't want to miss playing, but if we can get ourselves up enough in this game, or maybe even resting them once we've secured that home playoff spot, for sure. Les, thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255, Raymore, Saskatchewan. Courtney is on the line. What have you got for me, Courtney?
I got the Riders, total 48, 35-13.
35-13, total 48. Okay. Good stuff. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for playing along. We'll keep trucking along here. Green and White prognostications. We've got time for a few more calls. Let's go to Jerry in Humboldt.
Hello.
How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing good.
Good. What are you picking for the score?
38-24 Riders.
Okay. So a high-scoring game, hey?
Yeah, you bet.
38-24.
They're going to light it up tonight.
Okay. I'm good. I'm with you. Let's hope.
Yeah.
1-877-332-8255. Dennis in Regina. How are you, Dennis?
Great. How are you, Evan?
Not too bad. I'm looking forward to a Rider win. I'm predicting a Rider win. Are you?
Yes, 25-10, and I agree with your caller a couple ago that we need to get Mayer some playing time.
Yeah, I think that would be smart to get him out there and get him some playing time, both that it would give Harris a rest and give him some reps heading into the playoffs. Okay, 25-10, is that what you said?
Correct.
Okay, got you down. Thanks so much. 1-877-332-8255. Barb in Moose Jaw, did you miss calling in last week, Barb?
Yes, I did.
Gosh. Well,
and I hate to say this, but Mike might not be able to make it today if he can't get in.
Okay,
but
well.
Anyways, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good to have you here. Who's winning this game?
Well, of course, the Riders, please.
Okay, don't even ask. Like, don't be so crazy to ask. Okay, what's the score going to be?
33-17, a total of 50.
50. Okay. Good stuff, Barb. Have a great weekend. Go Riders.
You too. Thanks.
All right.
Last caller we're going to squeeze in here, Mel in Saskatoon. Who's going to win this game?
Well, it's going to be tough. You know, it's going to, they're really going to have to fight for this one, but I don't think they're going to pull it off. Ottawa's going to get it. 23-20 for Ottawa, 43 total.
Ouch. Ouch. Yeah. We're ending with a prediction of an Ottawa win. So we had 24 callers today, which is about the number we usually have. 22 of them picking the Riders, 2 of them picking the Red Blacks. Game time 5:30, and don't forget our Green Zone pregame show fires up at 3:30. Frank Haler and Adam Gruhl, those guys are the quality individuals, the professionals behind the glass that help tech producers of this show. Libby Gray off this week, so Sheena Rizel actually taking on the producer role. Thank you, Sheena, for all you did. Always appreciate our programming and our news teams helping to put this show together so you and I have the opportunity to chat. Go Riders, go Blue Jays, have a great weekend. Look forward to the chat first thing Monday morning right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.